to Hot Talk with Jill Tracy, produced by Missy Bailey on Hot 105.
Yes, indeed, we are back on Hot Talk. Tonight's panel, we're talking about the murder of Corey Jones and how it affects us all. How can we live together, Timmy Thomas? Beverly on line 3. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Beverly?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Good morning. Welcome to Hot Talk.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
I've been waiting for a while to say
Thank you so much.
I'd like to say that the money laundering is fueling the violence in our community around the country, and it's money laundering with the police. And how do you develop a relationship with the community when you're using them as human commodity? You asked Sheriff Israel what was the reason that his sheriffs have been lucky. It's not luck. When you're not involved in money laundering, you can build relationships in the community. When you're not using humans as commodity, money laundering, you can build relationships in communities. And that's the reason that Scott Israel shares are protected by the community.
I think Beverly was saying that there's, you know, there, like we said earlier, it's blood and water. It's a lot of dirty, but my, you know, it's a where there's power, power concedes nothing without demand, and that can be used for good or bad. It rhymed, and and I think that that's what we're talking about. And earlier we mentioned, you know, the fact that we even have to have body cams. You know, I was having a moment of thought of, imagine, you know, Dragnet having, you know, body cams. It was just a different relationship. And what's really interesting to me as we're having this conversation is that in a time when it seems worse now, the more knowledge that we have than it was in the past, our relationship between, you know, the police and the community. And I'm just wondering what that is. Why is it going, you know, did Denzel do it in Training Day? I mean, what has happened that we are, because I'm telling you, I'm Scott Israel, if it's, listen, remember that call, the woman you told me about that has your picture? I have one now. I'm serious. I thought that was a great idea because I really am. I mean, you know, Sandra Bland and other black women who have been stopped. Someone mentioned to me, Lord, I don't even want to say it now, but I, you know, because of the kind of job that I do, I travel at all times of day and night. And the fact that I really would be, forget crime, to be afraid of anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just really not a way to live.
No, it's not.
And I, you know, can we legislate? You can't legislate respect. So, you know, what do you do? Do you, you know, like, as Edwin said, there's so many ways. Now, you said you thought that the community would support a tax hike to have body cams, to which State Representative Sherman Jones laughed. So you think that is...
Well, I don't know if he laughed about that. I think he laughed about the powers that be above that actually
making it happen. That's what I'm saying. No,
and
that's what I mean.
They need to be voted out then. If it's something that the community is sincere about and just not simply trying to make a complaint, then this is a worthwhile endeavor. I mean, $10 million can be raised fairly easily here in a county the size of Broward. What would that be? 50 cents, 25? I don't even want to get into the math, but it really is not that
absolutely.
Much per person.
Well, let me share this with you. Now, you know, I think that, I know that I have definitely seen in my experience, in, you know, 20 years in Miami, that there are so many well-meaning professionals like yourself who will run out and take the charge and hold the flag and turn around, and there's nobody behind you. I think that a lot of times is a problem in our community. I mean, you know, I hate to use let's call a spade, but, you know, just like, you know, the reference with the Jay-Z, you know, there are certain elements in our community that we have got to somehow take responsibility for that are not moving us forward. And just like the Corey Jones's murder now, you know, there is not the groundswell of support that I think we could all agree. Mm-hmm. It is not the groundswell of support that we, that this situation warrants. But if there had been some kind of criminal element attached to it to fan those flames, then we would, you know, be in the street, you know, just, I mean, in the street, justice for court. And, you know, and I don't know how to explain that. I mean, some people wouldn't even want to say it, but it's the truth. It's mm-hmm. just the truth. Yeah. Brother Albert, well, let's go to Brother Albert online, too. Good morning, sir.
Peace, panel. Sister Jill?
Yes, sir.
You recall when you went to school, Jack and Jill went up the hill?
Uh-huh.
And Jack fell down and broke his crown?
Mm-hmm.
You recall the lady that lived in the shoe had so many children she didn't know what to do?
Do? Uh-huh.
All right, that's what America has become. America is a country where you have everybody that came from other countries, and it has become a lawless country, a country filled with hate, and a lot of competition. The people came from a country where there was oneness, Germany, North Korea, China, etc. And now they come with a country where they're in a country where there's many. We was raised a certain way here, and the people here had to come in and assimilate. And they didn't come in to go to church like we was forced to do and learn the laws of God. They come in, and this country has become more lawless now than anything else. And assimilation and competition. And so what happened is we have to go back to the beginning, that is to separate. When you separate, you get the laws of God and you live by it. Here now there's competition. Everybody want to raise their flag. They want to put themselves out front, and they're leaving everybody else out.
Hmm.
They come from oneness, but now there's many.
Yeah, all right.
It's total confusion. So what we have to do, Sister Jill, is this. President Obama, all the governors, all the mayors, all the people that are in charge of money, you all have our history. You know why we came over here. And what happened is we want you all to take that money and go back to Africa, rent us a place.
We'll just all go back.
Over there. Right.
That's okay. Donald Trump might pay for it, Brother Albert. He might just pay to send us all back. I mean, you know, I feel you, but I also think that this is a country of immigrants. Every time I hear somebody say we got to take our country back, I'm like, back from who? I mean, you know, I think everybody in this room has some. If we went down our tree, we have origins that don't have anything to do with America, but we're all here now. At what point in your journey do you become an American? You know, if you got here 100 years ago or you got here 2 years ago? You know, I think that's just another way to keep us divided and just keep that divisiveness going, and it doesn't work. Who was that on line one? Junior from Chicago. Welcome to Hot Talk.
Hello?
Hello, Junior?
Yes, how you doing? This is Julius. I can speak on three topics.
Quickly.
Okay, I just want to say, I don't live in Florida. I haven't lived in Florida for a while, but if you're planning on getting body cameras in Broward, I think you should put them in Western because, you know, I've been disrespected by the police for no reason and been threatened to go to been thrown in jail. And I think that, you know, the attitudes around African-Americans and towards the police in Western has to change. And I just want to say that if they're planning on getting body cameras, at least put them in Western because that's been an issue with there. And the second issue I have is the Black Lives where I think what Christie from New Jersey was saying, Obama hasn't been pro-police. I don't really support a lot of policies Obama do, but the problem I have with him making that comment is lately they've been trying to tie Black Lives Matter to police brutality, and police officer got killed in Illinois like 2 months ago, and that was one of the issues. They said Black Lives had something to do with it, and then now they investigated that issue, and they found out that the guy probably committed suicide. You know, with two white guys and a black guy, but there's no proof that two white guys. And
right.
Black guys
so we, yeah, we won't go further on that one. But thank you. I thank you, Junior. I didn't ask him if he's actually still in Chicago. But shouts out if you're still in Chicago and say hey to my family. Okay, Jessica on line three. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hello, hi.
Hi, Jessica.
You know, I've been watching the news. You know, I'm just so disgusted about myself. And I just said to myself, why is it people of color is always in fear when a white person shoot down our people? Why? Listen, the only way you can get rid of negativity is to speak the truth.
Yes.
These people know why they don't like us. We are superior. We are the first original Jews, and they don't like that. If black people was to realize that, we will fight back with that. Look at our skin and look at their skin.
Okay. Well, Jessica, may I offer you that same argument could be made by somebody white that says, okay, look at them. You know, they buy hair and sew it in so that they look like us. They look at Beyonce. You don't even know she's black no more. You know what I'm saying? That everybody can make that sort of argument, but it is not leading us to a place of positivity.
Okay. What I just want people to do is get your Bibles, look up Numbers chapter 12, and it will tell you everything about the leprosy and about those people. Now have a good night.
You too, Jessica. Thank you. Yeah, I am. Who is it? Doesn't tell me who it is on line four. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
You, Jill?
Yes. Hi.
Hello?
Hi, yes, this is Jill. Welcome to Hot Talk.
Yes. How you doing, Jill? My name is Nate.
Hey, Nate.
How are you? I listened to your little James T.
Oh, thank you.
And, what I want to speak on is that, you know, I do lawn care, right? I do lawn care for my second, you know, job.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, years ago when I was growing up as a student, most of the yard people were black people, were us people that does all the yards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it's a pick because I do great lawn care. I cannot get the customers that I had. You know, I can't get new customers like I want to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the people have their presence, whether it's either the Mexican or the Spanish. And I think being American black, we do a better job and we can understand what you want us to do better. What do you think about that?
Wow. So you're saying that the competition for, I don't know how that relates to this conversation, but since you called, I'm going to give you a second on that one. You're just saying that the competition, you know, is great now, and people would rather hire somebody else other than you.
Yes, they rather stick with the Spanish than stick with me, and I know I do reliable work and I'm honest in my work.
Well, you know, is that happening? I mean, I could give you a lot of scenarios, but you know, none of them. I'm sorry.
Because my God, the man who gave me my yards, he's an older man. He's gone. He's probably in heaven now, but he had all the yards that he had. He gave me a couple.
And so you haven't been able to retain that business.
Yeah, I've been able to retain it, but not the new people.
New business. Well, you know what? That's probably a great place for the young lady that I met Friday night. Trina, give me a call. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to get your number. Missy's going to take your phone number. And there was, I can't find it in my notes now, but I met a young lady at... I don't see it, but I'll find it anyway. Her name is Trina, and I just talked about it at the top of the show. She has a business where she brings entrepreneurs like yourself together to discuss how you all can do business together. I think that's a great place to start. So, thank you for your call. So, Chevron, State Representative Chevron Jones, I want to go back to the body cam for a minute, and we'll round that out because, as you can see, we're at the end of the show.
Yes.
It goes by really quickly. There it is. Thank you. Professional Minded to Networking. That's Trina's business. Thank you, Missy. And I will get her phone number to you and make sure that you are a part of that. She has an event coming up, I think, November 8th. What is the likelihood of body cams in all municipalities, the young man from Chicago said, you know, just make sure that you're putting them everywhere and not just in the hood. Basically, that's what he was saying.
Yeah. Well, the original legislation that that was filed last year was a mandate, but municipalities, agencies, they hate unfunded mandates from Tallahassee. And they did not want it at all. So when we
let me understand that they hate unfunded mandates. So when you basically come to present it, you need to come with the money attached to it that's going to make it happen.
Exactly. So once the bill goes to bill draft and they attach a fiscal to it, that means who's taking the bill? Is the state of Florida taking it? Which that's not happening. The state of Florida is going to give it to the agencies or the counties to take.
So
and the sheriff's department will have to pay pay for the body cameras, or the county will have to pay for it, and they didn't want that.
And so then you, Sheriff Scott Israel, then have to go out and find that $10 million somewhere.
Right, and it's certainly not in my budget. The only place to get it is from Broward County.
Right.
And, you know, the commissioners might say, we're not going to go after contingency funds. Which is one option, and the other option is to raise the millage rate.
What are contingency funds?
Contingency funds are what you and I might call slush funds, you know, rainy day funds.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't raised the millage rate in Broward County in 16 years. Now, you talk about putting in a swimming pool or a bridge or roads, the county is not going to go for that. You know, people don't want their tax dollars raised for that.
Use for that,
and I have
right.
no, and I have no problem with that. I kind of agree.
Right.
But I pay taxes myself, as do you do.
Right.
And I have not met one person. I have to agree with Mr. Ferguson. I have not heard one person that pays taxes complain if it goes to one of three areas: police, firefighters, or public school teachers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Everybody wants their kids educated. Everybody wants to be safe. So it's you're talking about raising somebody's taxes a dollar or two a year, and everybody can have body cameras. Let's just do it. So if you're listening out there and you agree with what we're saying, what the panel said tonight, call up your legislator, call up your county commissioner, call up your city commissioner, and let's get this done.
Right, yes, because Shervin has, State Rep Shervin Jones said at the top of, you know, the conversation that that's really what made it wasn't so much the cameras and the news media, it was those phone calls that made, you know, Rick Scott step up to the plate and do the right thing. And I think people forget how much power that they have. And that's why, you know, we labor here with, you know, now that then goes to Edwin, the work that you're doing to get out in the community and let people know their rights. Because now this conversation really rolls over into your next event.
Right.
Which is
occurring on October 31st in Palm Beach County in the city of Riviera Beach at Suncoast Community High School, which is located at 1717 Avenue S. The zip code is 33404. The title of the activity is Knowing Your Rights, Navigating Police Encounters. Essentially, I'm conducting a 2 to 2.5 hour seminar to give people just some basic understanding as to their rights as they pertain to consensual encounters, investigatory stops, and what rights they have when they're arrested. Because in my experience, it seems to me that many people talk themselves or act themselves into heightened criminal charges or charges at all.
Mm-hmm.
Where if they knew just not to say anything or maybe not necessarily run in that particular moment, there would not have been an arrest. Or there might not have been a situation. I don't believe Corey Jones exacerbated the situation, but
right.
I do know that there are situations where a desire to run or flee the situation gives the law enforcement officer the authority to arrest you based on the totality of the circumstances.
Right.
And if people knew what their rights were, I think that it would help limit the amount of violent police
interactions we're having. Yes. You know, that made, when you said that, it made me think about, I forgot where the case was, where the man was, he owed back child support. And do you remember that case, Sheriff?
The one in South Carolina?
Right.
Scott?
South Carolina.
I'm not familiar with the case.
Where he right. owed back, he got stopped, he owed back child support. He thought, you know, that would come up, and he ran, he got shot 5 times, and they killed him.
What?
And he was shot in the back.
Most disturbing video I've ever seen.
Ever seen. Ever. And now, I know that when let's go back to protocol on that one. What is the protocol if you stop somebody and they flee? I've watched many episodes of Cops where they chase you till they fall out. So has something switched that it, you know, that's not you just, you know, shoot to stop?
No.
I mean, where is that coming from? Because you've seen it. We've all seen it.
We've all seen it.
That there was no, I mean, he was fleeing because he had child support issues.
Jill, let me give you a perfect analogy. If I asked you right now to borrow $20,
mm-hmm.
you would open up your purse.
Mm-hmm.
If you had $20, you would lend it to me.
Right.
And I would pay you back in 2 days.
Right.
And I'm going somewhere with this.
Mm-hmm.
If I said to you, Jill, could I borrow $5,000? You wouldn't look in your purse. You mm-hmm. know you don't have it in there to lend me. You'd say,
right.
sorry, Sheriff, can't do. My point is this. I've read too many police reports over the last 20 years, 30 years, and the encounter goes like this. The police officer told the subject to freeze. The subject reached in his waistband. The police officer shot him, and there was nothing in his waistband. Well, nothing in his waistband is like you going into your wallet for $5,000. You know it's not there.
Yeah.
That's why I demand our police officers shoot and only shoot at what we see. We can't shoot at what we think. We can't shoot at what we anticipate.
Mm-hmm.
We have to see a gun or a knife or something to let us know that we could get killed or a citizen could get killed. And at that time, we're allowed to use deadly force. The law allows us to use deadly force when someone is about to take a life. So in that case, you had a person. It didn't matter what happened before, which was really basically much ado about nothing. The subject was unarmed, running away, and got shot in the back 5 times.
Right.
And correctly so, that police officer was arrested a day or two later.
Yeah.
Mm. I hope that helps. But,
okay, Pharrell, let's try. Wow, we're at 43. We're going to try and get through these calls. Pharrell, line one. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you? Thanks for calling.
I'm doing awesome. Listen, I think we have these conversations a little too often. As we can see. And I think we're going to continue to go into this circle if we don't look at the root of the problem and the root of the issue.
Which is, in your opinion?
What do you say?
I said, which is, in your opinion?
For example, a lot of times we have conversations on, like the guy was just saying, like you have gentlemen that walk around that look a certain type of way. We talk about the guys maybe looking like a thug or such in the communities. But a lot of times we got to realize and remember that we was getting shot and killed and hung even when we was walking around with suits and ties on. So we got to go back to the root of the problem. What's the root of the issue? What drives the fear or the perception in these police officers' mindset for them to even to shoot and kill you immediately just for you to reach in your pocket before they even see a weapon?
Okay. I don't think we made any reference to dress code on this particular show. But, you know, and I think it's definitely another show. Thank you, Pharrell. But I really do think, like we started the conversation in the beginning, we didn't get to travel that lane too much. But, you know, the media, and I'm part of it, so I'm very acutely aware of how, you know, just like politicians will say anything to get some limelight, you know, the media will say and edit things in a way to get a rise. And so that putting blood in the water, you know, in covering these stories, putting judgment on top of these stories, you know, I think is leading to a lot of that. Between Fox News, if you listen to Fox News and MSNBC, I love MSNBC, but they are, you know, they slant to one direction. Fox News slants to another direction. And now we are becoming a country where you're listening to whoever agrees with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not, you know, we're not having the kind of dialogue that I hope that we're having here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Nate on line two. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
How are you, Jill? You told me to hold on. I'm holding until you get the number.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, okay. Weldon, thank you. Weldon, line three.
Yes, I just want to say, as far as the cameras, the body cameras, and the dash cameras, when the police call in the dispatch, letting them know that they're stopping somebody, I think that they should be in control of turning the cameras on once they know they're finna stop
somebody. Interesting.
I don't see how police can be in control of a camera when they got access to turn it on and off when they feel like it.
Oh, that's very good, Weldon. That's something that actually probably would work. Tracy, line three. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Tracy? Okay, you want to take the other one? Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Is this Tracy?
Okay. Yes, this is Tracy.
Hey.
I just wanted to make a few comments because I know the Hot Talk topic is about the police cameras.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a plus and a minus side to things. I think the reason this situation is coming about is because, originally, cops are, perceived to, carry around integrity. And since there's a lot of cases where we see integrity lacked in certain situations, this is why this is coming about. But it also now presents an opportunity for accountability. So even if it, if it does come about and they do, proceed with the, police cameras and things like that, it would be a good thing because now both sides, have something to look to, whether it's the police officer or the offender or whoever it is. No one can really say, oh, this is what happened, and you'll have something on camera.
Right.
So, awesome. I mean, I think it's a good thing. Of course, there's going to be some, downsides to it. And then another thing I wanted to comment on is, I heard earlier some, people making comments about, just Black lives. Listen, it's all lives, because just because we look at media and we perceive it a certain way just because of what we're told, it's not just Blacks. It's all people. It's Caucasians. It's Hispanics. It's Asians that go through this as well. I mean, it may not have been talked about as much, but right. It's all lives.
Said we just need to start hashtag My Life Matters. Okay, that'll include everybody, because Absolutely. That is the truth. Thank you so much, Tracy, for your call.
No problem.
Next steps. We're at the end of the show. I'm going to go around. I'll start with you, Edwin. Next steps in this process of getting accountability and transparency in our interactions with law enforcement. The next step
is that the community needs to be diligent in educating themselves and demanding to be educated by persons like myself, sheriffs who are willing to share the word as to what the civilians' rights are. Secondly, the civilians need to become more politically involved to put persons in place who will forward this agenda to ensure that there is a heightened likelihood of transparency. And if by chance the politicians fall short, then unfortunately they have to be moved out and we need to bring somebody else in.
Yeah.
But it starts with you as the civilian, the citizen, seeking to educate yourself to start this change.
Amen. Sheriff Scott Israel, what's the next step?
Put God first and let everything else take care of itself. God in our lives more often. We need to work hard as a community to keep our kids out of jail, not put our kids in jail. Too many kids are going to jail. The next step is to build trust, cops make mistakes, but I've known cops all my lives, and I know cops, like every other industry, 95-96% of them are the greatest people you'll ever meet, like in any industry, like in the media, like as doctors, like as attorneys. Unfortunately, you get your one or two or three.
I would go 10% around, or just all over.
All over.
Just all over,
And our industry is no different than any,
all of them.
Anybody else in. That's, that's the saddest part about it. But I hope and pray for everybody's safety, and I look forward to coming back here with you next month.
Oh, definitely. And State Representative Sherman Jones.
I think the biggest thing Edwin said is that individuals have to become more politically engaged.
Yeah.
When you become more informed, then we can make better decisions in how we do things. The fact that you have the sheriff here, you have Mr. Ferguson here, and everyone's showing how they're doing their part. Everyone should be listening in to see what role everyone play. When that starts happening, we can start communicating and we can start making some change somewhere.
Well, I thank you all deeply from the bottom of my heart for being a part of this discussion. And I look forward to having you again next month. Sheriff Scott Israel will be here with Broward School Superintendent Ralph Runcie. So we'll be talking about the schoolhouse to prison pipeline and how we can stop that. So Attorney Edwin Ferguson, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
State Rep Chevron Jones and Sheriff Scott Israel, thank you as always. And
thank you
for listening to Hot Talk. We'll be back next Sunday. Love you, mean it.
Woke up refreshed, I'm so blessed. Yeah, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed. Yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed. Yeah, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. Yes. My son, father doing this absolute. I'm so blessed, blessed, blessed.
It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy. Yes. Always live, always local, always entertaining and educating South Florida.
Heard every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
The views and opinions expressed on Hot Talk, guests and callers are not necessarily those of WHQT, Hot 105, or Cox Media Group. Our studios and offices are located at 2741 North 29th Avenue in Hollywood, Florida. Hot Talk is produced by Missy Bailey. Join us next week for more of Hot Talk on Hot 105.